Two new movies to tell you about next, including a comedy with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. You've probably seen the ads for it when you've been watching football or whatever else. We'll see if it's any good, worth your time and money this weekend. Next, 7:50.
Break up the routine and break into some revolutionary fun. Colonial Williamsburg has the perfect escape plan for all your winter woes with the Golf and Spa Stay and Play Free Package. Get two nights in the Williamsburg Lodge and your choice of free rounds of golf or spa services starting at $75 per person per night. Escape into the scenic fairways of the Golden Horseshoe Gold Course, consistently rated within the top 100 resort courses in America. Or indulge in a relaxing spa treatment at the acclaimed Spa of Colonial Williamsburg. Then, rest easy in the comfort and convenience of the Williamsburg Lodge, located in the heart of the Revolutionary City, where you have your choice of fine dining, great evening entertainment, and revolutionary fun. Make your escape. Enjoy an unforgettable getaway at an unbelievable price. Book your Golf and Spa Stay and Play Free Package today. See details by visiting colonialwilliamsburg.com.
7:51.
New at the movies this weekend, a mild-mannered businessman travels from Denver to Miami. His job is to confront a woman who has been living it up after stealing his identity.
Gotcha.
Sandy, Bigelow, Patterson.
We can do it the hard way or the easy way.
I'd like to pick the easy way.
That doesn't sound like the easy way at all. It sounds very violent.
That sounds like my house. Joining us now live on Skype to talk about Identity Thief is Christian Toto. He is the assistant editor at Big Hollywood. Christian, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jason Bateman, Melissa McCarthy, are the stars together good on film? Good chemistry?
They have great chemistry. I wish the movie that they were starring in was much better, but they almost make it work. They definitely have very different styles. Melissa McBride, McCarthy, of course, was from Bridesmaid. She stole many scenes there. Now she's front and center. And Bateman's kind of a droll comedian. He does more with sort of a raised eyebrow than anyone can. And, of course, he is chasing her character across first Florida and then en route to Denver. It's kind of a road trip comedy. I don't want to say there's a buddy comedy because they don't like each other very much at the beginning, but the movie does have kind of a soft center at times. It really tries to make you care about McCarthy's character. And that's pretty tough because she does some pretty rotten things. And there's also lots of physical comedy here that'll make you wince a little bit. Her character even survives a bit of a car crash that it didn't seem funny to me at all. I think a better screenplay would make all of this kind of click in a more coherent fashion. But as it is, you'll get some laughs. McCarthy's always good for some chuckles. But again, kind of wasted opportunity. I'd like to see these two in a better movie.
We might have a new category of film here. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. It's another new one called Side Effects. And I'm thinking this is a pharmaceutical thriller. You've got Steven Soderbergh as the director. How is this movie and what is it all about?
You know, it's a great description of the movie in itself because it doesn't quite fit into any neat categories, but it's quite good all the same. It stars a young woman played by Rooney Mara, and she's depressed. Her husband just got out of jail, so she should be happy, but she just feels a little bit down and out, so she's trying different medications, different antidepressant drugs to kind of snap her out of her funk. Well, she finally finds one that works, but it has some side effects that are pretty devastating, and I don't want to say much more than that because the story gets really interesting from there. Channing Tatum plays the husband of her character, and Jude Law is the psychiatrist who's trying to get her on the right medication, kind of the right even keel to get her back on track. This one has some twists and turns. It's not very believable because it's so well done, because it's so perfectly acted. Jude Law in particular is excellent here. You're going to kind of swallow all the logical plot holes and just go with it. It's a very interesting movie. The last act gets a little crazy, but I kind of hung with it. I think a good movie, when it's sort of running in all cylinders, I think you kind of don't mind all the dips and turns and things like that. This is a very enjoyable movie, warts and all.
Christian, you talked about the violence in Identity Thief, and in this case we're talking about man-on-woman violence. How is that playing in Hollywood?
I don't know. You know, the movie Bridesmaids shows that the girls could be just as kind of randy and rowdy as the boys, but mixing the two up here is a little uncomfortable. I have to say, watching Jason Bateman go toe-to-toe with Melissa McCarthy, I know it's supposed to be funny, but it's a little uncomfortable at the same time. So I have to wait till audiences kind of check in with this and see what they have to say.
Christian, thank you very much. Talk to you the next time.
Alrighty, thanks.
Christian Toto live on Skype tonight. He is assistant editor at Big Hollywood. Didn't care that much for Identity Thief. He seemed to like Side Effects, which is less comedic, more of a thriller. Liked Side Effects a little more than Identity Thief for this weekend.